At Rahm Emanuel, Rahmemanuel. How about we get a little, good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, thank you. I like that spelling. That was good.
It's not bad, right? I read with the best of
them. So many different ways. Just getting it right once is kind of like an accomplishment.
I have to say, much like the comment sections on blogs, some of the spellings you should ignore.
That's okay.
Hey,
the good news is I don't check the blog.
Well, that is good news, and neither do I. Mary Sandberg, one of our producers here, used to produce a morning show over at B96, and she was telling me she used to see you at concerts with your kids. There's a chance the rapper concert coming up in April. Maybe you and I could go.
Maybe we could. We'd probably have to file it with the ethics to figure out who's paying.
You know what? You shouldn't be hanging with me. I don't pay for tickets.
My wife and I regularly go to concerts and go listen to music.
But a chance the rapper concert, that's what you do for your kids.
That is correct. And, you know, Chance is not only a great artist, he's a great advocate for the city of Chicago. And I think he's done tremendous things with his art and in a very positive and affirmative way, and tremendous in his encouragement about what's the good things that are going on in Chicago and the good people that make up the city.
Well, that's a good thing. Before we get to this nonsense campaign, and so much of it's been nonsense, how about some good news from the CTA? What happened?
Well, this is something I've been working on, not just with the CTA, but overall for the city, that if we're going to purchase things, I want to see if we can't spur manufacturing jobs and local jobs here in the city of Chicago. So we have a big order for new cars, rail cars, and we made it a condition that you had to put a rail manufacturing facility here in the city of Chicago. And so we're going to have 170 jobs. The last time Chicago produced any rail cars was in 1983, when Pullman shut down. And so rail car manufacturing is coming back to Chicago. And the good news is also, as other cities try to modernize their fleet, we're going to have, because we were the first to do it, we're going to have that manufacturing foundation here. There's going to be suppliers that have come with it. We've done this with the new buses we're ordering. Friedman Seating on the west side added 125 workers. They now manufacture the seats for the buses here in the city of Chicago. When the police department were buying new vehicles, the Explorer, we bought them from the Ford Auto Plant on the south side of the city of Chicago that added 1,200 workers to the third shift. So we have looked throughout the city and tried to leverage what we're buying and create manufacturing jobs here in the city of Chicago. And this is a state-of-the-art rail car. We're going to replace hopefully half the entire rail car fleet with a modern, smooth, quiet, secure ride and create manufacturing jobs right here in the city of Chicago. And it's a win-win.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a very big deal. And, you know, we're the first ones, you know, when Dorval Carter, who's the head of CTA, was in Washington, we were working out kind of the way you could do this, and I worked with Jorge Ramirez, the head of the Chicago Federation of Labor, and we've taken this order, one of the biggest in the United States, and created the first of its kind. And there's rail cars aren't made anymore in America.
Right.
And, you know, when it was a sad day when Pullman shut, it's going to be a happy day when this new facility opens here in the city of Chicago. 170 people manufacturing the rail car that Chicagoans will ride on in a safe way, in a very quiet, safe, secure way, and then all the other suppliers. And when you think about it, this is getting technical, but our rail car fleet is going to be dramatically young in the sense of modern, but all these other cities that have, you know, rail cars that are 30 years old and have to replace them, we're going to have a competitive edge by having the first facility here, right here in Chicago, win those contracts.
And, again, so people lock into this, if you quantify the number of jobs we're talking about?
Well, directly at the facility is 170. But when, you know, all these experts, you think there's another five of, for every job, another five come of suppliers, you know, from the steel,
sure,
the wheels, the other.
Yeah, people. Vendors.
So, yeah, and so there's going to definitely directly 170, but I would not be surprised that you'll see hundreds more because the suppliers want to be close to that facility for on-time delivery. And we're going to be building close to, the total order can go up to 800 new rail cars, half the fleet.
And one other piece of good news that's an ongoing good story about Chicago, because we need more of these, is 1871.com, which is a tech hub, like really like none other in the world for entrepreneurs and innovation and startups in the city. The mayor's office, big supporters. So I'm glad that continues.
Now, you know, we did not have that facility, and it was just rated the best in North America. And we now have one I visited last week just for healthcare. It's called Matter. And for all the pharmaceutical, new biomedical devices, new software for healthcare, there's a particular space. And we will be announcing in short order one on in the coming weeks on water conservation technology. And I want Chicago to be the leader in one of the most promising fields of, which is, you know, say people around the world are trying to find newest products that can help save and conserve water. And so we'll be putting to that together now. But I want, these are basic hubs where new technology, new jobs, new industries are formed, and the best minds come to. And that gives Chicago the ability to play Johnny Appleseed for new technology.
And I want you to come back on to talk about that. Let's talk about this campaign for a second. I know you're supporting the Secretary of State, but she can't seem to get continued traction against Bernie Sanders. So what do you make of the Sanders campaign?
Well, I think this, she has a strong message about building a future where everybody gets a chance to succeed. Everybody gets a chance to make the most of their lives. And I think that, you know, there's a big debate going on, and it's about, you know, as the financial institutions and corporations did well because of a whole host of international technological reasons, that kind of healthy economics did not, you know, workers and the employees did not participate. And I think that the Secretary of State, I am a big supporter. I do believe she'll be our nominee. But everybody, you know, the wake-up call to, I would say, to Washington and to New York is a lot of people are hurting. And that's why, and I don't mean to kind of shoehorn this issue in, but, you know, in a simple way, what we just did with the CTA, while it's 170 jobs, is another way of investing in America, and those are going to be good-paying jobs. The people making jobs, making the seats for our buses at the Friedman Seating on the West Side.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Paying manufacturing. So that is where we need to invest, and I really think the solution to America's challenges are right here at home. And if we invest in our people, invest in our jobs, there is no challenge we're facing that Americans can't solve.
Do you think anybody in Washington has learned a lesson through this, and that there's any change coming down the road? Because, you know, we need a president.
Your focal point on geography is Washington, which is a mistake, Steve.
Well, no, listen, no, it's not a mistake. It's not a mistake because you know that city as well as anybody. And
I know, but what I'm saying is they're always the last to know anything.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
You know, what I'm saying is, you know, they wake up one morning and say, my God, the economy, and, you know, for 12 years, 15 years, median household income in America, people did not get a raise. And they, all of a sudden they wake up and they go, wow, people are angry. Well, if you listen to them, if you go, you know, I walk around, I take the train twice a week to work. People come up and talk about, you know, the schools, things near their home, things that they're doing. Just last weekend, I was on 79th Street, and I went to the Walmart, what I call Walmart Walk. Just talk to people. You'll find out. Now, they are more concerned about what I would say is their kids' future and what they can do for their kids. They're making all these adjustments just to hold on to their middle class life. But
right.
It's very tough. Now, that's why one of the things I'm most excited about is we've retooled our community colleges to make them more relevant to the jobs coming to Chicago. But we're the first city. We did it last year, and we already have 1,000 students and over 4,000 applied, that if you get a B average in high school, Chicago Public Schools, we make community college free. Now, it's great for the students, but it also addresses the biggest problem parents face, which is how to make sure their kids get a college education without themselves going into the poorhouse.
Well, that's great, but how do you pay for it? I mean, I think it's a great thing, and there's sweat equity involved, but where's the money come from?
First of all, you have to earn it. I think people have a basic principle. Your ability to go to college should not be about how you pay, whether you can afford it. It's whether you can earn it.
I agree with that. Yeah, but I'm saying, how do we pay for it?
Well, here's an example. Do you know we spend at community colleges about 8 to 10%, $40 million, on remedial education, teaching kids how to read and math, what they should have learned in high school? So we've taken resources out of that and applied it to those earning B. Because if you're earning a B average, we don't have to teach you to read and math again. So we're rewarding success rather than trying to buy insurance on failures. And the good news is Chicago Public Schools, we have the highest graduation rate ever. Now it's at 70%. It's grown dramatically in the last 5 years.
Right.
It's continuing to grow, and more kids are going on to college. More kids are going on to community college. More kids are now going on to the armed forces for careers. So the fact is we've looked at inside the budget, and we're rewarding academic success rather than trying to prevent academic failure. Community colleges, 10 years ago in Chicago, used to be your fifth and sixth year of high school. Today, they're your track to a promising job and a career.
Mayor,
you want to go on healthcare, nursing, Malcolm X. You want to go into transportation, distribution, logistics, Olive Harvey. You want to be part of the financial and professional services, Harold Washington. Advanced manufacturing, Richard J. Daley.
Yeah, and financially, it makes sense instead of shoving your kid into a four-year private school that doesn't guarantee anything. Andrea, say hi to the mayor.
Hi, good morning, Mayor. There's no doubt. How you doing? There's no doubt the schools have made great strides. I want to get your reaction to the teachers' union yesterday announcing plans for this day of action on April 1st, calling basically for a strike. I know it's a lot on your plate, but how do you work with them on a new contract in light of the budget crisis?
I addressed this yesterday, but I would say, you know, adults should be at the negotiating table, which is where we're at, working through the issues, and kids and their teachers should be in the classroom.
Right.
I think we're 2 points. Our kids have the highest graduation rate ever in the history of the Chicago public school system. They scored only 3 school districts in the entire United States urban system succeeded in both 4th and 8th grade reading and math, the Naples test, Miami-Dade, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. Our kids are doing really, really well, and our teachers doing well. Don't take them out of classrooms. Don't cheat them of a day of education because they cheat them a day out of their future. We live, all 3 of us are here on the phone.
Right.
And in the society we live in today, you earn what you learn. Every day counts because the competition is getting stiffer. You're not just competing anymore against Winnetka or Naperville. You're competing against Los Angeles, San Francisco, Beijing, London, Berlin.
Sure.
Really, the best thing for our kids, for their teachers to be out of the classroom, stay in the classroom. The leadership of the union, the leadership of Chicago Public Schools will stay at the negotiating table.
Are you optimistic about getting something done?
Well, we had a very good agreement that they agreed to that addresses teachers' needs and addresses our taxpayers' abilities. And I thought it was a balanced approach. I still believe in that. I'm committed to working through the issues. I don't believe it's a positive to disrupt parents and, most importantly, disrupt our kids' education. I think it's just an April Fool's Day, a mistake.
We're going to link the CTA story to a Cochran Show on Twitter and our website as well, WGNradio.com, so you guys can get a full sense of that.
I try to make a goal, a minimum once a week. I try to do it twice a week. I did it Monday and Tuesday. I take the train to work. And I think this is for the riders, their experience, the quiet. They're going to have a whole new, modern, sleek rail car. And the good news is it's going to also be one in which Chicagoans are making and building right here at home. And I think this is a real good day for Chicago's future.
Why don't we do a promotion where if somebody sees you on the train and they mention my name, you take care of their property taxes for the next year?
Or they can buy you a ticket to a concert.
Yeah. Mayor, thanks for the time. I'll talk to you later.
Yes,
all right, at Rahm Emanuel, Rahmemanuel. Wouldn't that be good, though, if you see the mayor on a train and you say, Steve, I listen to Steve Cochran, your property taxes go away for a year?
I would seek him out on every red line or brown line, whatever he takes.
So
the entire property tax bill goes away? All I have to say is I heard you on Steve Cochran?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Well, he didn't agree to it. That's the only bump in the road.